day.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Actually, the main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff that we will talk about on the air. The way you do it is you go, if you find something online that you think is pretty cool, you go and submit the link, whatever it is. Maybe it's a video or perhaps a blog post or news item. You submit the link to our website. It shows up in our upcoming queue. Other listeners can then go and look at those different items and then vote as to whether they like or dislike them. And then the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. And there is a bunch of stuff on the front page of freetalklive.com that I want to talk about, but there's no way we can get to it all. So thanks for everybody who submits content to the site. Even if we don't talk about it on the air, submitting the content to our website gets more eyeballs on it. It gets our listeners to be able to see things that we'd never get to discuss on the radio simply because we just don't have enough time.
Well, you guys might not have the time to talk about it on air, but the listener can go and read it.
Absolutely, right there. Yep, and you can comment on it and everything like that. So it's good. It's a great little system. And we're going to come back to the topic of immigration here because we started a story last hour about Arizona. The crackdown is scheduled to begin on Thursday with this new law that basically is going to make it so you're going to have to drop your drawers and show them that you're going to have to do whatever it is they demand to prove that you're a citizen. We'll get to that here, but your calls come first. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey. It's Dave Ridley.
Yeah, I actually have a Free Talk Live-related news item for you.
Oh, news I'm not aware of in regards to Free Talk Live? What's
yes,
up?
Yes, because I'm making it.
Oh, okay, great.
You may be aware. Sorry, I'm out of breath.
Just had a lot.
Jogging.
So. Oh, okay. Good time to make a call to a radio show.
Well, hey, that's
when
you're
listening. Now. But you may be aware of some of the, like Ron Paul has a weekly broadcast, audio-only broadcast, and I will oftentimes take that and just illustrate it, turning it into a video where it was just an audio before.
Mm, okay, cool.
And I've just done so much of that, it's made me feel a bit guilty because it's not New Hampshire-centric. So I thought, well, I should take a part of a Free Talk Live episode where they're talking about something that happened in New Hampshire where we have good video and illustrate that. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Oh, neat. Well, fantastic.
Taking, the incident scene, you know, where... About a week ago, where police arrested folks for open container and so forth.
Yes, which, by the way, in case you want an update on that situation, those of you, Dave, and those of you listening, this Disobedient Seven, as they are being called, were arrested last week on Sunday because of the whole drinking in the park incident. And then yesterday, there was the first week anniversary of the drinking in the park arrests, the Disobedient Seven arrests, and people were out again. The police did not come out to harass the nightcap on Friday night or Saturday night. They also did not harass nightcap last night, and they didn't harass anybody at the 4:20, the 4 o'clock anniversary celebration. We had beers out in the park, and this time some people kept their caps with them. That way they could put the caps back on if the cops were going to show up, so you could have like a half-empty bottle of beer with a cap on it. It's not open. The cops completely left us alone, and thank goodness. Maybe they had better things to do.
Well, it's good that they have that judgment, and they're using it appropriately in this case. I'm not sure, well, I don't know the whole idea of whether they should have discretion or not. I guess it's a topic of debate, but I'm glad they used it in that direction this time.
Is the issue really that there's a debate around whether or not the cops should have discretion?
I don't think cops should have discretion either. I think cops should have good laws that they have to enforce. I think that if it comes to the cause, the
cops... But in the meantime, let's let them have some discretion.
Right. Well, that's really the idea. As if you're going to have this police force, shouldn't they have to enforce the laws? If they have the opportunity for discretion, then maybe you've got some bad laws.
Certainly, you've got some bad laws.
Yeah, certainly, we do.
So, Dave, we'll be keeping a lookout for that. You're going to have it up at RidleyReport.com at some point soon, I imagine.
I would get to it probably up tomorrow.
Great. Fantastic. Was that all you wanted to share?
That's it.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. It's a great place to go if you want to get a window into the world of the activism up here. And at RidleyReport.com, I'm a proud sponsor of Dave Ridley's Ridley Report at FreeKeen.com. I buy some ads for FreeKeen there, and I can tell you that, you know, advertising works. We've had people come to Keen saying, I found this website, FreeKeen.com, through the Ridley Report.
Yeah, Ridley Report is an incredible advertising value. I don't go around talking about other...
Your competition?
Yeah, he's not even a competition, you know? Yeah, he's that much of a value. He's really, really, you know, a good price for what you get. But understand what you're getting. You're getting a video, a guy who does, you know, gets hundreds of views on his on each video and is basically New Hampshire-centric.
So we're talking about immigration here, where Reuters is writing about the exodus that is being prepared, that is happening now as we speak in Arizona. Apparently Thursday, the law that people have been talking a lot about for the last few months is going into effect, and as a result of that, people are preparing, making preparations to leave, because as we discussed, most of the people coming here as immigrants are looking to make a better life for themselves, looking to move up. They're looking to have opportunities that they never had in their home country. They're looking to just enjoy their life and work and have a family and do things that most people want to do. And they couldn't do it in the way they wanted where they come from, so they came here. And those people generally don't want to be dodging, you know, police checkpoints and dodging house-to-house searches or whatever other police state tactics will come up. So that's why I've said, if you want to get rid of so-called illegal immigrants, you can just create a total police state, and then they won't want to come to where you are. And that's what we're starting to see happen in Arizona. Now, it's not a total police state yet, but it is pretty much a police state. They're making it worse. With this new identification procedure that they're talking about, where they're basically going to be able to stop anybody they want, anytime they want, to identify them, try to get identity from them, and you know, prove their citizenship. That's scary enough to people who are already there to say, the hell with this, let's go somewhere else. We're not going to deal with this crap anymore. And I mean, they haven't even dealt with it yet. They just don't want to even deal with it in the first place. The U.S. government estimates that 100,000 unauthorized migrants left Arizona after the state passed an employer sanctions law 3 years ago requiring companies to verify workers' status using a federal computer system. There are no figures for the number who have left since the new law passed in April.
How could there be? I mean, it's just way too soon. The government wouldn't be able to react that quickly.
The new law makes being an illegal immigrant a state crime and requires state and local police during lawful contact, which a contact of a police officer means them walking up to you on the street. They can contact you anytime they see you. Now, you have, in previous to this law, you'd had no obligation, even under their system, under their rules, to speak to these law enforcement officers. I don't know how this Arizona law changes that for Arizonans. I'm not sure about that, but I imagine they're going to expect that you go ahead and talk to them when they come up to contact you on the street, because they will be able to investigate, as they say here, the status of anyone they reasonably suspect of being an illegal immigrant.
Which means anybody they suspect.
Yep. And it does mean anybody, and it means everybody's going to be essentially inconvenienced by this.
You know, we had a caller at the in the last segment that was worried about what would we do. What would we do for immigration? I think we should address some of these issues. The first thing that we would do is, we don't have an immigration problem in this country. We have a welfare problem in this country. We have a to some extent we have a xenophobia problem too. But I think that most people's concerns would be assuaged when you just say, look, I don't think you're responsible for paying for people that you don't know to go to school, to have their health care, or to, you know, be fed or anything like that. I don't think that there's any reason why I should have to pay for American citizens or foreign citizens to have welfare and public schools and all these other things. I can if I want, and maybe I will want to. I certainly do donate to charities for all kinds of reasons, but I think that those things are things that I should be allowed to make that decision for myself. When I'm forced to, I become a slave of those people, or at least the person who wants to pay those people for doing whatever it is they're doing, being poor or, you know, not working or whatever it is they do.
Yes, indeed. Ending welfare would be a pretty good step, and it eliminates the objection that so many people have. But then it still doesn't overcome the objection of that it's a very popular one that, well, they're competing for our jobs.
You know, when it comes to competing for jobs, it's not your job. It's my job. If I'm the employer and I'm offering to pay you to do some work, it's not your job that I'm giving you. I'm giving you my job that I'm paying you to do. And if somebody is going to come along and is going to do that job better and they're going to do it for half the price, maybe you're doing something wrong.
And I don't care where they're coming from. I don't care if they grew up in that neighborhood or if they came from halfway across the world. More coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we are live in Mexico, across the entire country, via satellite, of course. We've got our satellite signal that covers the entirety of North America, so pretty much all of Canada, Mexico, the United States, even Cuba. If you've got a satellite dish in Cuba, you could be hearing Free Talk Live.
Hola!
Yep. So welcome aboard, of course, presuming you know English, and this is probably, listening to Free Talk Live wouldn't be a bad way to immerse yourself at least in some English and get used to hearing it, that kind of thing. So I think it'd be kind of cool to find out. We'll never find out how many people are utilizing the show in that way, but...
We've had somebody call from China that was, in fact, using the show, and surely the Chinese authorities have figured out at some point that Free Talk Live is a...
needs to be on the no-no list.
Yeah, they need to absolutely be on the no-no list.
So we're talking about immigration here, and of course you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The news from Reuters is that the exodus has started. People are having yard sales this week in Arizona in preparation for leaving because, well, they're looking at a crackdown that's going to be happening here shortly. We'll get back to the details on that here in moments.
Death. Its shadow followed Paul. Its hot breath flowed across the back of his neck. Its cold fingers had caressed his throat. So begins Matthew Wayne's novel, The Ouijiers. Follow Paul's adventures as he dabbles in the dangerous netherworld, opened up to him by the way of the Ouija board. Open your imagination to the frightening possibilities as a demonic dimension merges with our own. What occult realities will Paul discover? What hidden powers will he have to battle? Read The Ouijiers to find out at ebook.freetalklive.com.
Not approved by the Catholic Church.
No, it's not.
Not approved by that guy who called in Saturday night. I just thought that was so hilarious. It must be an effective ad because the guy that was on hold on Saturday that we took the call that we took right after Mark read that, he said something effective.
Well, I was about ready to hang up the phone when I heard that advertisement. You guys are talking about witchcraft.
Yeah. You know,
I get all of my occult information from board games, too.
I don't know. I just don't know how to deal properly with the kind of person that believes that there are demons flying around in the air controlling people's behaviors. I mean, two centuries of the scientific method, you know, piled up on top of each other. Actually, more than that. But, I mean, you know, real advances in the last two centuries. And people still believe demons are flying around? I don't know what to do with that. I recently saw I guess it's probably been a year now, but it was these two guys that went out to live in the jungles of New Guinea with some, you know, woodsmen or something like that. And they were talking about these evil spirits that they had names for that would, you know, infiltrate people and make them sick or make them do things that they wouldn't otherwise do or, you know, just affect poorly the tribe and their, you know, maybe their pigs would die or something. And it was everything was blamed on demons. And, you know,
that's
to me,
people did before they had science.
You know, there's this I can't even remember what the name of the series of the books is called. Left Behind.
Oh.
No, the Left Behind series, which is essentially, you know, this modern day. People driving around in fuel-injected automobiles that believe that what demons make people sick and make them do bad things. I mean, what? Do angels make your car run, too? I mean, do all the hamburgers you eat, have they been blessed by God because they don't make you sick? I mean, it's just, I just don't even know how to confront this.
So there is a mass exodus, as where I was mentioning earlier, Reuters reporting that some are heading back to Mexico or to neighboring states. Others are staying put and taking their chances. In a sign of a gathering exodus, Mexican businesses from grocers to butchers to diners and beauty salons have shut their doors in recent weeks as their owners and clients are leaving.
I wonder how their economy is going to fare.
So this is legal and illegal because when you're a legal Mexican, you know illegal Mexicans. I'm just guessing, right? You know illegal Mexicans too, and you do business with them because there's a lot of Mexican, a lot of Mexican businesses that do business with Mexicans. You know, they'll cut their hair, they'll sell them, their Mexican grocery stores and stuff like that. You know, it's not all businesses that just cater to white people in the sense that they mow their grass or wash their dishes or whatever.
On Saturday and Sunday, Reuters counted dozens of impromptu yard sales in Latino neighborhoods in Central and West Phoenix. They wanted to drive Hispanics out of Arizona, and they have succeeded even before the law comes into effect, said Aguilar, a mother of three young children who is also offering a few cherished pictures and a stereo at one of five sales on the same block. She said she's taken in just $20 as everyone is selling and nobody wants to buy. So you've got, essentially a buyer's marketplace because everybody's got their stuff for sale there. Legal residents flee. Arizona straddles the principal highway for human and drug smugglers heading into the United States from Mexico. The state's Republican Governor Jan Brewer signed a law in April in a bid to curb violence and cut crime stemming from illegal immigration.
Yeah, well, crime, the studies prove that prove. If you think that illegal immigrants commit crime, you need to listen to this right here, because the previous caller had mentioned that, and it's... The fact is, if you look at, and this is from the American Conservative magazine, it's been studied, and mostly people won't study this because when they do study it, this is what they come up with, that Hispanics, legal and illegal, Hispanics, not legal ones, Hispanics, mm-hmm. are just as likely to commit crimes as anybody in their age group. If you're going to use crime as an excuse, you better be prepared to be called a bigot, because the fact is that black Americans commit more crimes than Hispanics or whites or anybody else. So if you want to use crime as an excuse, you better start being consistent and saying, let's take the blacks and ship them to Africa or the North Pole or wherever it is you want to ship them.
Oh, but that's not politically expedient.
Right. It's not. You can't say that because you're a bigot if you say that. So the question is, what are you if you say it about Mexicans? And you're wrong.
You're a bigot.
You may not intend to be, but that's what you end up sounding like. If you said it about black people, you'd be a bigot.
So polls show the measure is backed by a solid majority of Americans, not that majorities mean anything as far as what's right and wrong, and by 65% of Arizona voters in this election year for some state governors, all the U.S. House of Representatives, and about a third of the 100-seat Senate. Opponents say the law is unconstitutional and a recipe for racial profiling. Oh, don't worry. They'll profile everyone and check everybody's identification. And if you don't have your birth certificate with you or whatever the heck it is they're going to require, then you'll get to sit in a cold cell for a while they try to spook you out and make you more obedient in the
You know
future.
What would make this a lot easier is if we all just got RFID tags or tattoos or something.
Don't give them ideas, Pete.
Those things cause cancer, those RFID chips.
Okay, tattoos then.
Opponents say the law is unconstitutional. Oh, a federal judge heard arguments from the lawyers for the Justice Department in Arizona on Thursday and could rule at any time. The fight over the Arizona law is complicated. Blah, blah, blah. While the new law targets undocumented migrants, legal residents and their U.S.-born children are also getting caught up in the rush to leave Arizona.
Of course they are.
Mexican housewife Gabriela Jaquez, 37, says she is selling up and leaving for New Mexico with her husband, who's a legal resident, and two children born in Phoenix. She says, under the law, if you transport an illegal immigrant, you are committing a crime. She said, as she sold children's clothes at a yard sale with three other families, they could arrest him for driving me to the shops. Luna Lee Bustillos, a legal resident from Mexico, hoped to sell some clothes, dumbbells, and an ornamental statue on Sunday before her family heads for Albuquerque to New Mexico on Monday. It makes me sad and angry, too, because I feel I have the right to be here, said Bustillos, 17, who recently graduated from high school in Phoenix.
Albuquerque. What is wrong with you? What goes on?
Amarillo.
God.
1-800.
Albuquerque.
Is it Amarillo as well?
It is Amarillo.
No, it's not. It's Amarillo.
It is not.
How do you pronounce it?
You don't get to rename a city in Texas.
I have just done so.
No.
1-800-259.
You can call the color yellow in Spanish Amarillo, but you can't call the
Texas Amarillo.
City. Yes, it's Amarillo.
Yeah. More coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. We've got a lot of different stuff on our website. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. Now, one of the most popular, as a matter of fact. Lady listeners from around the world who have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, get details on becoming a Shriner. And again, it's not a beauty contest. It's just a way for us to show off that women actually listen to the show. It's like a talk radio thing where it's a male-dominated audience. And so we want to show that we appreciate our lady listeners. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Now then, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Be a part of that, perhaps? Well, I did. And you can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Hundreds have already made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Thousands more, over 10,000, are currently pledged to make that move. And more are coming. We want to get to 20,000, so maybe you could be one of those. Head over to freestateproject.org to learn more and get signed up. The crackdown is imminent in Arizona as immigrants, both so-called legal and legal, illegal rather, and legal, are heading out. They're packing up. They're having yard sales this week. They're getting their stuff out. They're figuring out where they're going to go, but they don't want to be in Arizona anymore, and I can't say I blame them. I wouldn't want to be in a police state either. And I wouldn't want to be a white person in Arizona either, because the police state is going to apply to everyone. And it's only going to start where they're having it here, where essentially on a contact, which is where the police officer, if you're walking down the street, a police officer comes up to you and says, excuse me, I have a few questions for you. Or excuse me, sir, what are you doing here? Or whatever their lead
question
would be.
That's what the legal term is for contact. That's when they come in contact.
Excuse me, sir, I'm going to need to see your identification. Oh, wait, I'm obligated to carry identification when I'm walking to the grocery store? Well, maybe now you are in Arizona. I don't know what's going to happen to somebody who doesn't have...
We already know what's going to happen. They've already... there's several stories of people having to prove that they're American citizens.
By getting their
birth certificate. Their spouse, because they're not carrying their birth certificate around on them.
Right.
And I have never done this. Their spouse has to go to their house, bring it to them... What if you don't have a spouse? You know, what if you live on the other side of the state? You're doing a long haul trucking thing.
What
they're
if you
in
don't
jail
have a birth
for
certificate?
Hours until they can prove that they're an American citizen.
What if you don't have your birth certificate anymore? What if the last time you needed it was when you got your driver's license and you figured, well, you know, it's just you lost it.
I'll get it when I need to get one.
Yeah, good luck getting your hands on a birth certificate from inside a jail cell. And like you said, Mark, if you're alone, if you don't have somebody you can count on to go and retrieve your papers from your home file, then you are really screwed. Because who's going to be looking out for you on the outside? So things are going to get real bad, because, again, this is where it starts. They already have the checkpoints up for the border. If you're within 100 miles of the border, there's a chance you could encounter, if you're on the road, you could encounter one of these checkpoints. You can go to Checkpoint USA, checkpointusa.org, for some great video footage of a man who's actually got the balls to not obey at these checkpoints. And he actually posted a video recently, which I thought was excellent, but I couldn't play it on the air because there's music in the background. It's not the best audio quality. But I highly recommend you go to Checkpoint USA and take a look at the video. I think it's two posts in about a guy at a DUI checkpoint. So not even the immigration checkpoints. A guy pulling up to the DUI checkpoint and totally non-cooperating with those cops. They let him go. And it was the same kind of intimidation tactics that they use at the immigration checkpoints. So it's a success story video of essentially completely avoiding any sort of DUI check. The guy had his window rolled all the way up except for a crack at the very top. And he had this piece of paper that he would put up to the window basically telling the cops that he didn't consent. And the guy got away. It was awesome. So I highly recommend you
use it. I'm sure the cops wouldn't use this as an excuse to just harass people that look like they might have drugs on them as well.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're harassing people, and if you don't know what your rights are, and you don't know that you could stand up for yourself, or you don't have the experience at doing that, they're gonna run roughshod all over you. So you've already got checkpoints down south and up north. There are checkpoints up north as well. But you've already got the checkpoints in Arizona, and now on Thursday they're going to start enforcing this stop and identify law. And what the fallout from that is going to be, I don't know. But we do know that already businesses are shutting down. We do know that people are leaving the area. And we know that's going to have economic fallout. That's going to be a problematic from an economic standpoint. So that's going to be difficult.
Where are you going to get your good tortillas?
Where are you going to get your lawn cut? I don't know. things are going to get – if you thought it was a recession – or before, things are going to get probably worse in Arizona now after Thursday. And then so the question really becomes, well, what's next? You could hope that the federal government steps in and somehow stops them from doing this. How likely that is,
I don't know. That's the bittersweet aspect to this, is I don't want the federal government to jump in and do this either.
No.
Because I think it's a violation of states' rights. I don't think
states have rights, but I understand what you're saying.
Right. I think that Arizona, if you're going to look at it, has more of a right than the federal government has to dictate what its rules are within its border, and that includes rules on immigration. However, I think this is a terrible, terrible rule.
Yeah, so aside from the courts swooping in and somehow changing the situation, things are likely going to get worse. So they'll start busting more people down the line. This will lead to, you can get creative with what comes next. I mean, house-to-house searches? Oh, we've got an anonymous tip that you might be harboring some illegals in here, Mr. Homeowner. You're going to have to let us take a look around. Oh, and if they happen to come across anything else they don't like in that during that search, you can better believe they're not going to leave that alone.
You say it doesn't make any sense. You say that couldn't happen. You know, cops knocking on your door to look around. We're just checking the neighborhood for illegals.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, would you have ever imagined that there would have been these roving checkpoints inside the United States where cops essentially just set up a checkpoint and everybody who drives down the road has to prove whether they're an American citizen or not?
So start getting creative. I mean, if you open the door up and you're a landlord or whatever, they're going to ask you for information. They're going to start demanding landlords get documentation from all their potential tenants. That's the kind of thing that could be coming down the road.
Did some girl write a diary or something that was sort of like that? They were hiding in an attic.
Anne Frank.
Sort of sounds familiar.
Let's go to your phone calls. Garrett's in California on the amp lines. Hello, Garrett.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling in because I'm a business owner in San Diego, California, and I run a restaurant, which is one of the most controlled, bureaucratic, horrible businesses to run in California anyhow, because there's so many bureaucrats so far up my yin-yang and in my deep fryer that it's really hard to do business here.
But so tell me about it.
One good way to save money is we hire undocumented workers because they'll work for less, generally, although I pay them $8 an hour, which is above the minimum wage. They don't have to do Social Security or Medicare or anything like that.
And they're going to show up to work for that $8 an hour. Whereas if you try to hire some American citizen for $8 an hour, I mean, having worked in the business you're talking about and washed dishes for a living, I've done this before. I can tell you that the biggest problem they had in that line of work was being able to find somebody who would show up for work 2 days in a row.
Oh yeah, I had the same situation. One of my head cooks. I also acted chef at the restaurant. One of my head cooks, he's in culinary school, and he needed to be documented as working there. And, he's from San Diego, born and raised. But so it's like I had to put him on the payroll, which a couple of my other employees for, getting residency in California because they're college students, are on. So I put him on the payroll, and his pay went from $8 an hour to $6.25 an hour. Plus, I had to pay an extra $1.75 an hour to the government for my half of his Social Security and Medicare, Medi-Cal, and
Tell me about these.
So you paid him $10 an hour. He gets paid $6.25.
Yeah. So tell me about these undocumented. I'm sorry. Tell me about the undocumented workers that you've been hiring. Are they a bunch of shifty criminals that are just lurking around,
just raping everything,
raping, killing, and tell me about them.
Yeah, they're great guys. I mean, right now there's two in the back prepping and one doing dishes, and then I also have one on the line right now cooking food. I'm over in the office, so Yeah, I don't have to keep an eye on them. I mean, they can't. They come in. Two of them have keys to the restaurant, and nothing's ever been stolen. They're the best workers I've ever had. I mean, the college students that I have working here, they want more and want to do less.
The college kids. So tell you what, if you want to share more, I'd like to hear from you. Hang on, we'll come back more with Garrett. Restaurateur in San Diego. Was it San Diego, California? Where he's hiring undocumented workers because they're good workers, and they're not killers. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, perhaps enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. And some of those features include the ability to interact. We got our bulletin board system. We got our chat room, the wiki. The site itself, the main feature of freetalklive.com, allows you, the listener, to go and influence stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting different show prep suggestions. So it's a very interactive website. It's all free. freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Actually, it's more like 7 or 8%. And it's great. So good for you, because you get the stuff you want at great prices through Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer, and Free Talk Live gets a percent. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, as we go back to Garrett in California on the amp lines, he's a restaurateur in San Diego, and you are somebody, you're admitting that you hire undocumented workers, and it's been a great experience for you so far.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, it hasn't been any problem, and it saved us money. We're a new restaurant. We barely opened a year ago, and, you know, the statistics are that 80% of new restaurants fail every year. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's been a great way to save money and have really good, diligent workers that, you know, college students want to go home at winter break, and, you know, they want to go home for the summer. It's, you know, these guys are working harder than anyone I've ever, you know, hired as an employee.
So would you say that that on average the undocumented workers that you've hired are just better workers than any other people that you brought on board?
I wouldn't say than any other. I mean, we've got a couple guys here that, you know, are San Diego natives. They're a little bit older. They're not in college.
They're the professionals.
And I put them on a craft ship. Yeah, they're professional. And, you know, it's just, you know, for the same price I can hire, you know, for less than I can hire a college student, I'm going to, you know, pick up one guy from Guatemala, one guy from Nicaragua, and three guys from Mexico, and they, you know, they work their butts off.
Now, how much Spanish do you know?
Soy fluido en español.
Oh, okay. I didn't even really understand that.
I'm fluent. I lived in Costa Rica for a couple years, and
neat.
So,
Yeah, that's a real advantage, and I think that that's one thing that that you'll find is people that don't like the idea that you got to press two for Spanish. This is America, and I think that to some extent what you're seeing there is people the sort of they're taking our jobs mentality as I don't want to learn a new skill. I don't want to learn.
I don't
want
to compete.
I don't want to learn how to speak Spanish, and it's hard to learn a new language. I've learned at one point pretty much how to speak Spanish, and then it's kind of gone away over the years. I'm not nearly as good as. Yeah. I used to be. I don't get any practice, but you know,
if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, I think that this is partly what you're seeing here is that I'm an American citizen. I should be able to just speak one language, English, here in America, and
it's entitlement mentality, yeah. Isn't it? And the funny thing is, it's coming from a lot of conservative types who spout that stuff off.
You know,
the entitlement mentality.
One of the sort of things you'll get from the conservatives is that we can't let the Mexicans come in because they'll vote Democrat. Why do you think the Mexicans are going to vote Democrat?
Because you hate them.
Yeah, and that's really it. I mean, you know, why in the world, if you were a Mexican, why in the world would you want to vote Republican?
So, Garrett, anything else you want to share about your experiences so far as a restaurateur hiring undocumented workers?
That's about it, guys. Thanks so much for having me on the program,
hey.
And I'll call back and tell you guys about bureaucrats sometime.
Fantastic. I look forward to it, and maybe someday we'll see you up here with your restaurant in New Hampshire, and maybe you can bring some of those.
Possibly. I am signed up for the Free State Project. So.
Excellent. Bring some of your Mexican friends with us, because we need some more color up here.
Definitely.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's a handful of them in town, but that's about it.
Well, I'd like to point out that I've been reading recently a couple novels by he's sort of a famous chef, Anthony Bourdain, and he's mentioned in his books about the restaurant industry that, like, even really, really high-end restaurants, you're going to find undocumented workers all throughout the kitchens. You know, the restaurant business in America is basically undocumented Mexican workers, you know, because people... You're not going to pay $40 for a hamburger.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you think? They have to hire under the table to be able to afford that because the margins are razor thin anyway.
Right.
You know, and one thing you'll hear the construction guys complaining all the time about losing their jobs. But I've never heard anybody in the restaurant business say that. Have you ever? Because most people want to get out of the restaurant business, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're transitory jobs. I mean, anybody that's ever worked in a restaurant knows that there's.
It's hard, it's hot, it's fast and stressful. You know, people that you have to want to be there. You're not just some college flunky who's like, oh, I'm going to try and be a chef. Because I've had a couple friends that went to chef or culinary school, and a year later, they're like, the hell with that?
Screw this. It's so much work. It's a lot of work.
It sure is.
All right, so we'll continue with your calls. Sarah is listening in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Hey there. Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, my name is Sarah Taylor, and... I just wanted to let you guys know, and all your listeners around the U.S., that it's not that hard to stop a foreclosure, because we don't want, you know, we're having ghost towns of America. We bailed out the banks, and then we bailed out the insurance companies.
Who's we?
And America.
You mean the United States American. Federal government?
Well,
the taxpayer, and also my people helped found the country, so I'm calling as a person who's help create this.
What are you suggesting here?
What I want to tell
saying
people,
there's some sort of magic words that will make
a
foreclosure
It's not that hard. It's not that hard. All you do is you go to uscourts.gov. Okay? That's our country. Uscourts.gov. You click on the bankruptcy
link.
That's
our country?
Yes, that's our country. You click
it's
on
not
the
my
bankruptcy.
Confused by that statement.
It is my country.
Okay,
you know,
good
and
for
I'm
you.
All of it. And I'm you know, and I'm part Spanish, and I'm every kind of race. Mixed together. So anyways, you go to uscourts.gov, you click on the bankruptcy link, and then you go to the state in your area, the court in your area, and then you do what's a debtor's class, costs you about $100, and then you can file what's called a voluntary petition. And when you file that with the United States Bankruptcy Court, it puts an automatic stay on all of your creditors. And it freezes everybody and makes them follow the law.
Let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying here.
Just so you know, you have to put in www. to get to usports.com.
Thank you.
The United States government is such an bunch of incompetent boobs. They haven't even set their...
I know, but you guys, come on. Now,
look,
we
I'm
can
just, Sarah,
fix that.
Sarah, I'm pointing it out so that people that are listening can understand.
Right.
And I'm pointing out how inefficient the government is at the same time.
Because we don't
have
to do that.
But wait, let me see if I'm understanding you. Hold on now, Sarah.
God, Sarah, we're talking.
Let's have a conversation here, Sarah.
Okay.
So let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that if you are looking at a foreclosure, meaning that you haven't been able to pay the bills, you haven't been able to pay the mortgage.
Falling behind. You might be moved out of Arizona.
That you entered into, that therefore you should use the government and their violence to essentially intimidate your creditors with some
sort of legal
process.
The creditors are
going
to use the government and their violence.
I'm a creditor also, and I have given loans, and obviously I don't want someone to not pay me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about families who have lost their jobs, people who are kicked out of Arizona. I mean, there are people, and we do not want ghost towns of America. Believe it or not, our forefathers created this country, and we can fix it.
Well,
so,
I agree, Sarah, and I think...
I agree with you.
I think that this is a specious point that my partner likes to make, that the average person does enter into debts, and those debts and obligations the average person enters into are not the same as the debts and obligations that banks enter into. Look, the biggest banks in America, they got all of our tax money, and the government just wrote them a check. And what can I do about it? My son's mortgage future is mortgaged.
Right. Okay. Well, guess what? I've been able to even get a loan modified under reasonable accommodations under the ADA, which as a gifted dyslexic, I'm allowed time and a half. And I got Wells Fargo to modify my loan and give me an extra 15 years on the loan with no extra cost to me under the ADA. So believe it or not.
Right. So you're using government coercion.
No,
yeah,
I'm using what our people help create.
It's a gang. It's a criminal gang, and I hesitate
to.
I'm certainly not going to endorse your position. I thank you for the call tonight. I think if you get into an agreement, even if it's with a big evil bank corporation,
I'm not saying it's a big evil bank. I'm just saying that they operate by a different set of rules than we do. Ian, do not agree with that.
So you should jump in to the same pool, and you should start using the government against them. Is it what you're agreeing with her in this tactic?
Yes, I am absolutely saying if you're going to get kicked out of your home, you can't.
It's not your home. The bank owns it.
Pay your bills. Yes, I think that foreclosure, I think that trying to avoid foreclosure, using bankruptcy, I think that those are effective means. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hugh, how do you feel? I mean, as somebody who, I don't know if you've got any debt or anything like that, but I mean, do you think it's
appropriate? I do have student loans, but no.
You can't go bankrupt on student loans.
Yeah,
though.
I can't get out of it anyway either, you know, even if I wanted to. But no, I feel like you should be aware of what you're getting into.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a good idea. You shouldn't make obligations that you can't fulfill, Ian. I'm not saying that
you
should
go running to mommy government to try to fix the problem.
The bank's already ran to mommy government. So if the banks use mommy government to come and kick you out of your house, what are you supposed to do?
You probably should have paid your bills.
You should have. Yeah. Absolutely should have paid your bills.
So, I don't support using a criminal gang.
You don't support paying taxes either. But the average person does.
Yeah.
And when they pay their taxes, the fact is, those taxes are going to bail out those banks.
Just know that you're using a gang. You're as bad as the banks if you're using the government to get out of your obligations.
You're doing what it takes to get by, man.
You're as bad as the banks. You're just using a criminal gang to help you out. And how are you going to ever have freedom if you keep asking them for favors? We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.